The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. TIAA makes you a retirement promise, a promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff.
LinkedIn presents.
It's not at all surprising that people of all nationalities and backgrounds have explored the mysteries of the universe. Curiosity is a fundamental human trait, after all. What is surprising is that much of that global story of discovery has been ignored or deleted. We cannot afford to do that now more than ever as we face global challenges in today's connected world.
Happy Wednesday, people. I'm Michael Kovnat, and this is the Next Big Idea Daily. Question for you. Have you ever heard of Henrietta Leavitt? How about Marietta Blau or Mary Golda Ross? These women are not exactly household names, but they were critical figures in the worlds of cosmology, particle physics, and space exploration. Women's contributions to science have often been underreported, but joining us to help set the record straight is Shohini Ghos, author of the new book, Her Space, Her Time, How Trailblazing Women in Physics and Astronomy Decoded the Hidden Universe. Shohini is a quantum physicist and professor of physics and computer science. She's the recipient of a TED Senior Fellowship and has been selected to the College of the Royal Society of Canada. Here she is to share her big ideas.
You might have heard of Einstein and Newton and Galileo, but can you name the woman whose work led to the discovery of the Big Bang? Or the woman who toppled one of the most fundamental laws of physics? Or the woman who landed a probe on a comet? Or the woman who was unsuccessfully nominated 48 times for a Nobel Prize? Women like Henrietta Leavitt, Wu Qianxing, and Lisa Meitner, among others, made spectacular discoveries that transformed physics and astronomy. In fact, women have contributed to every major discovery ever made in physics and astronomy. How do we measure the distance to stars? Can we photograph subatomic particles? If dark matter is invisible, how do we detect it? How do we know the Big Bang happened? What's the universe made of? All of these questions and many others were answered by the women in this book. Their fascinating scientific discoveries and inspirational personal stories hold so many lessons. I think it's time to rewrite our history books to tell the full story. The secret history of physics and astronomy is a global story. Scientists from every continent have made critical discoveries that have transformed our understanding of the universe. In my own student days, my physics textbooks were full of the names of European men, like Newton and Schrödinger, and of course Einstein. But I never found a woman's name in there, leave alone women from India where I grew up. So I never got to read about Bibha Chaudhary, a brilliant Bengali woman working in British India, who was involved in the discovery of two fundamental subatomic particles. And I never knew about Elisa Frota Pessoa, who co-founded Brazil's leading physics institute and made fundamental discoveries in particle physics. I'm so glad that I can share their stories and stories of other women from all around the world in the book. Of course, if you think about it, it's not at all surprising that people of all nationalities and backgrounds have explored the mysteries of the universe. Curiosity is a fundamental human trait, after all. What is surprising is that much of that global story of discovery has been ignored or deleted. We cannot afford to do that now more than ever as we face global challenges in today's connected world. Global participation in scientific discovery is critical. Women scientists' influence went far beyond physics and astronomy discoveries. They were activists, leaders, rule breakers, and policymakers. Margaret Burbidge, for example, got the American Astronomical Society to create the Committee for the Status of Women in Astronomy. Wu Qianxing became the first woman president of the American Physical Society. and was instrumental in the creation of the U.S. Office of Science and Technology Policy. Turkish physicist Dilhan Eriyurt helped transform physics education in Turkey, was involved in building a national telescope there, and in her will, left all her assets for the education of Turkish girls. Women scientists from around the world played a huge role in the movement that led to the ban of nuclear weapons testing. So being a woman in physics and astronomy took skill, courage, and determination. And that's why they made a lasting impact both on science and society. Let's fix the system, not the women. The stories of the women in this book are full of the wonder and the inspiration of scientific discovery, but also full of the challenges and biases they faced, as women seem to be encroaching on the domain of men. For example, Harriet Brooks, the first woman nuclear physicist in Canada and discoverer of the element radon, among other achievements, left physics after she got married, like many women of her time and even today. Wilhelmina Fleming, who helped create the Harvard star classification system and cataloged tens of thousands of stars, was never officially given the title of astronomer at Harvard and was paid lower wages than the men she worked with throughout her career. Lisa Meitner, Wu Chien-Xiong, and Margaret Burbidge all were ignored by the Nobel Prize Committee, while the men they worked with were rewarded. Their stories, taken collectively, reveal the patterns of persistent barriers for women in science that still exist today. They did succeed against all odds, but they shouldn't have had to face such odds. Yet, instead of addressing these biases and systemic barriers, we still focus on mentoring programs, science camps for girls, work-life balance workshops for women, or professional development programs, all aimed at somehow fixing the women or teaching them to navigate this inequitable system. That's just bad science. Let's do better. Humanity's quest to explore the universe beyond Earth holds lessons for how to avoid past mistakes. For example, all the footprints ever made on the moon have been made by men. Yet, women's fingerprints are all over that historic achievement. Navajo women, working as cheap labor in a factory in Shiprock, helped build the computer chips that took humans to the moon. Cherokee engineer Margaret Ross played a key role in designing the rockets that kickstarted the U.S. space program. Thousands of women contributed to the Apollo lunar program. But even today, space remains overwhelmingly the domain of powerful white men, seen as a final frontier to be conquered. A gathering of indigenous scholars discussing space travel once commented that we should pity the Indians and buffalo of outer space. Let's heed that warning.
Thank you, Shohini. During this Women's History Month, let's all commit to building a more inclusive future in outer space and right here on Earth. By the way, if you're getting something out of this podcast, please leave us a rating or review in your podcast player. It would really help. I'm Michael Kovnat. See you tomorrow.